America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Some members of Congress are denouncing a report on gasoline price gouging in the wake of Hurricane Katrina. The Federal Trade Commission says it did find some.
We found 15 instances at refining, wholesaling, and retailing of companies that met the congressional definition of price gouging.
But Phil Broyles of the FTC says it did not identify widespread efforts by the oil industry to illegally manipulate the marketplace. The president of the National Petrochemical and Refiners Association says the report appears to vindicate the industry's actions after Hurricane Katrina. But New York Senator Chuck Schumer criticized the FTC for ignoring what he said was, quote, the 800-pound gorilla in the room, Schumer saying, oil companies engaged in price leadership, setting prices higher than what real competition would merit. A report led by the University of California at Berkeley says routine underfunding led to the failure of the levee system in New Orleans. At Hurricane Katrina, the investigators blame piecemeal funding by Congress, and they say state and local agencies that dropped the ball on maintenance should be overhauled. The study says levee breaches that overwhelmed New Orleans with flooding were due to weak soil, poor engineering, and breakdowns in the places where different kinds of flood protection meet. One team member saying engineers now are going to try to identify what they call the next weakest link that could fail if another hurricane hits. And the National Hurricane Center today is predicting between 4 and 6 major Atlantic or Gulf hurricanes this year. The center forecasts up to 16 named storms compared to the record 27 last year. National Hurricane Center Director Max Mayfield says if there's any good news coming out of last year's storms, it would be what he called a culture of preparedness. Social Security numbers and other personal data belonging to 26 million veterans stolen from the home of a VA employee. Veterans Affairs Secretary Jim Nicholson says there's no evidence the burglars used the personal data or even they know that they have it. George Bush says there's been incremental progress in Iraq. He's urging Americans to be patient. Bush spoke in Chicago with restaurant industry representatives. He says the new Iraqi government that took office over the weekend represents what he called a watershed event for the troubled Middle East. This is Air America Radio News.
Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Welcome to Monday. It's already a strange week. We'll try to touch on some of the strangeness tonight. We have some good stuff, too, tonight. Marcy Winograd is running for Congress against Jane Harman in California's 36th district. And in a few minutes, we'll chat with Marcy Winograd. Stick around for that, okay? It must be good to be Alberto Gonzalez these days, you think? Wiping out sections of the Constitution one by one as he and his boss sees fit. By the way, his boss, I mean Karl Rove. And what are the odds now that Rove is pulling the strings on Gonzalez, who's pulling the strings on Fitzgerald, who's pulling the strings and doesn't know what the hell to do? But the stench is beginning to float out of the Oval Office, out of Karl Rove's part of the Oval Office. And the stench may indicate that Fitzgerald, the special prosecutor, who has already indicted Karl Rove, Fitzgerald has been instructed to keep the indictment sealed and nobody will ever know. Huh? We'll have a bit more on that later in the program tonight. Over at the Ministry of Truth, Gonzalez has basically declared any kind of meaningful investigative reporting will be henceforth and hereon considered to be double plus ungood thought crime if it exposes any member of the Bush administration's if it exposes the Bush administration's lies and crimes, that is. You know, it's too bad Gonzalez couldn't spend a little more time or a little more money protecting the private data of millions of veterans. Did you hear about that? 25, 26 million American veterans, their personal information stolen. Jesus, God. If Gonzalez were doing that and spending a little less time trying to cover his boss's behinds, maybe that sort of thing wouldn't happen. Well, never mind, just a thought. But it's unbelievable, isn't it? The Attorney General of the United States, whose primary job is to protect and defend the U.S. Constitution and is to prosecute anyone who would defile the U.S. Constitution as well as federal law. That's what his job is. And all Torture Boy can do is figure out ways to bend and destroy the Constitution and federal law. It's incredible. Well, that's what you get when you have an attorney general more interested in his crime family's pursuits than in pursuing justice for Americans, right? Friday, I must have gotten 25 emails over the weekend to let me know that Eileen from New York was wrong. It wasn't Pat Roberts. It was on Bill Maher's program. It was Alan Simpson. But Eileen had wrote to me also on Saturday. She said, "Hi, Mike. Well, you aren't the only one to make a mistake tonight. When I called to say that Senator Pat Roberts had gone ballistic with Bill Maher on his show, I was correct, but I got the senator wrong. It was Senator Alan Simpson. I'm not sure why I confused Simpson with Roberts. I just wanted to clear that up. Hope you don't try to find the show because you had been looking a long time." Yeah, okay, I got you. I got no problem, Eileen. Happens all the time on this show. Like our quotation, Tosh wants me to know that the Bible reference about aliens that I read the other night, Friday night, I said it was Leviticus 13, 33, and 34. It was actually Exodus 22 and 21. Exodus 22, chapter 21. Addendum and errata on this program, huh? You may or may not have seen this. Today, prisons and jails have been adding about 1,000 inmates every week for a year, which now means that we have 2.5 2 million people, or about one in every 136 U.S. residents, behind bars. Man. And these numbers only go up to last summer. The total on June 30th, 2005, was 56,000 more than the same time in 2004. So that's 1,000 people a week we've been putting in jail. A particular note in this survey was the gain of 33,000 inmates in jails, not prison, but in county and city jails. That's the largest increase since 1997, according to the researcher that put all this together, Alan Beck. Prisons accounted for about two-thirds of all inmates, or 1.4 million, while the other third, nearly 750,000, were in local jails. Now, Beck is the Bureau's the Bureau of Prisons chief of corrections statistics. He said the increase in the number of people in local jails is due partly to their changing role, the jail's changing role. Jails often hold inmates for state or federal systems, as well as people who have yet to begin serving a sentence. But, Beck added, the jail population is increasingly made up of people unconvicted. He says judges are perhaps more reluctant to release people pre-trial. So what we have is literally hundreds of thousands of people being held here in the land of the free and the home of the brave, and they've been convicted of nothing. Nothing. It's getting scary here, isn't it? The report by the Justice Department agency, that's this Bureau of Statistics, found that 62% of people in jails have not been convicted. 62% of people in jails, not prisons, jails. That's 700,000 people that are in jails. 62% of them have not been convicted of anything. I know, that's what the bail system is for, right?
All right, if you can't come up with the bond money, your ass is going to jail.
But seeing as how we come so close to executing innocent people, how many of those folks in jail do you suppose are really innocent? Man, pick a number. The states with the highest rates of people in jail. Number one, Louisiana. Number two, Georgia. Number three, Texas. Number four, Mississippi. Number five, Oklahoma. Now, those are the top five of people in jail. What are those states? What does that sound like to you? Huh? Yeah, you're right.
Those are those God-fearing Christian states, bro. And except for one, members of the old Confederacy. Yeah. Where we believe in Jesus and God and the devil down here.
The states with the lowest incarceration rates, Maine, Minnesota, Rhode Island, Vermont, New Hampshire. You know, where the queers get away with doing anything they want to do, right? Don't the queers get to do anything they want to do in them other states? God. The South really, really sucks. I guess the reason I live here is, I've said before, geographically, Atlanta is a great place to be. You've got mountains, the Gulf of Mexico, and the Atlantic Ocean, all within half a day's drive. Plus, there are direct flights out of here to Europe, non-stops to Europe, direct flights out of here to Asia, South America, the islands, any place you want to go. But Georgia, number two, people locked up. Oh, hell yeah. The racial makeup of inmates has changed a little in recent years. In the 25 to 29 age group, an estimated 12% of black men were in prison. 4% of Hispanic males are in prison, and 2% of white males are in prison. We'll be back after this. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Look at your radio. Kind of cool, right? From somewhere far, far away, progressive voices are beamed directly to wherever you are on Air America Radio. You know, there's so much to say. We've tried archiving previous shows inside that radio of yours. We've tried stuffing it full of video feeds of Al Franken and Jerry Springer, The Majority Report, and more. But that part doesn't seem to be working. So the really great stuff that won't fit inside your radio is available right now from Air America Premium. We tried stuffing the homepage in your radio, but that didn't work either. So please use your computer instead. Find out about Air America Premium today at airamericaradio.com.
Subway Dinner Theater presents Buried Alive.
Help, help.
What's wrong, hon?
I'm buried under an avalanche of responsibility. Household errands, client meetings. Help, help.
Okay, we're going out for dinner.
To Subway restaurants and the new Tuscan chicken sandwich. Tender chicken, melted cheese, grilled vegetables, 8 grams of fat. Subway, eat fresh.
For a limited time only at participating restaurants, Subway is registered trademark of Doctors Associates, Inc. Fat content statement refers to 6-inch sub-recipe without non-low-fat content such as mayonnaise.
He's in the jailhouse now.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
We have an awful lot of people in this country in jail, don't we? We are right up there with China and what's the other country? Uzbekistan or some damn place that executes the most people. It's a hell of a place to be, isn't it? United States of America in 2006. General Michael Hayden looks like he's going to be confirmed. We said, when was it, last week, of the 44 Democrats in the United States Senate, I had guessed about 25 would vote for Hayden. Hell, it may be higher than that. Now, Senator Carl Levin. Senator Carl Levin, Democrat from Michigan, says, as of right now, I plan to vote for him. Jesus H. Christ. What are you going to do? Huh? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? The Senate Intelligence Committee will vote on his nomination probably tomorrow afternoon, and the full Senate could approve him before they leave town for Memorial Day, which would be Thursday. The White House, the Bush crime family, said they'd like to have Hayden sworn in before Porter Goss leaves his job on Friday. Now, remember the questioning that Hayden got from the Intelligence Committee last Thursday? 6 hours of the most stimulating television I've ever seen since the last time I watched paint dry on this old house. Jesus, here is a guy who orders the surveillance, warrantless surveillance, and God knows what else. We'll never know. This is just a little bit that comes out. Of American citizens, it doesn't make you, oh, well, we only do it if it's foreign. Oh, go to hell with that. You know, what are you, crazy? Then there was a closed-door session, lasted a couple of hours, and according to the Associated Press, just a couple of senators attended the classified portion. They don't care. They really don't care. Do you understand? They don't care. Carl Levin? Carl Levin says he's going to support Michael Hayden. You starting to feel a little bit naked and lonely, Truthseekers? Huh? Are you? And I gotta share this with you. This is from Florida. You know, the governor's race. What is it? This November, they're electing a new governor. Is it this November? Yeah. And there's a Republican candidate named Charlie Crist. Well, the other day there was a prayer breakfast. No, I'll take it back. It was today. Prayer breakfast with a bunch of pastors down in Florida. And the reverend who introduced the Republican governor candidate, Charlie Crist, during that breakfast with other pastors, said that Jesus came to him in a dream and told him that Charlie Crist would be the state's next governor. This guy is the Reverend O'Neill Dozier. He said that before the dream, he did not know Crist, nor had Crist made known his plans to run for governor. Apparently, this dream was about 2 years ago. But the Reverend says, you know, the Lord Jesus just spoke to me, and he said, there's something I want you to know. Charlie Crist will be the next governor of the state of Florida. Now, that's Jesus talking. Do you understand? This guy says Jesus talked to him. Dozier is the pastor of the Worldwide Christian Center in Pompano Beach. I'm sure it's one of them old great big old mega churches. They got 80,000 members, right? There's something I want you to know. Jesus, talk to this reverend. There's something I want you to know. Charlie Crist would be the next governor of the state of Florida. Oh, and don't eat the yellow snow. Jesus? Now, since Jesus appeared in a dream to the Reverend O'Neill Dozier, and you question why I'm a full-blown, absolute, 100% total atheist, this is nonsense! Hell, I hear voices talking to me in my dreams, too! But I would never pretend like they were Jesus! Jesus talked to me. He did? What did he say? He said, in about 5 minutes, you're going to have to get up and go to the bathroom. Really? That's right. Since the dream, the Reverend Dozier has spent time with Charlie Crist and talked with him at length about policy. He told this group of reverends that Crist would be... I like the name, Crist and Christ. Do you get that? He told the group that Crist, not Jesus Crist, it's Charlie Crist, it's Jesus Christ. He told the group that Charlie Crist would be uncompromising in his Christian faith. Now remember, this is for governor. Reverend O'Neill Dozier, when he introduced this dude, he said, I introduced you as the Lord Jesus has said, the next governor of the state of Florida. Oh, and by the way, this Dozier guy, the Reverend O'Neill Dozier, who says Jesus talked to him in a dream, Governor Jeb Bush appointed this guy some time ago to a group that nominates judges in South Florida. Hmm? You like that? Now, the other candidates whom Jesus hasn't spoke to O'Neill Dozier about in the dream, they just kind of sat there and drank their tea, I guess. I don't know. You know, I guess it would be fun to be part of a religious, superstitious bunch of claptrap where some son of God would show up in a dream and tell you who's going to be the next governor of Florida?
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Whether you have health insurance or not, chances are you don't have dental or vision coverage. But now, with the Optimum Health Discount Card, you and your family can get substantial savings of up to 60% off every time you visit your dentist or eye care professional. Because this is not insurance, everyone is accepted, even if you or your family members have pre-existing conditions. For only $9.95 a month, you, your spouse, and your children are all covered. Your membership includes access to our combined nationwide network of over 100,000 participating dentists and eye care professionals on the iMed and Cigna Dental Networks. Call right now and you can try the Optimum Health Discount Card risk-free for 30 days. That's right, your membership entitles you to full access to the entire Cigna Dental Network and iMed Network for you to try risk-free for 30 days. Call our toll-free number now at 1-866-333-3000. That's 1-866-333-3000. Start saving up to 60% off now on all of your dental and vision care needs. Call 1-866-333-3000. Again, 1-866-333-3000.
Some of the best minds in the automotive industry, using some of the most sophisticated design facilities. Engineers from Ford Motor Company are working together on a common mission, creating safer cars for our families and our children. Ford is renewing its commitment to driving American innovation. At the core of that effort is your safety, because every single life saved is worth it. Ford, driving American innovation.
You're on the Ovaltine Nutrition Hotline with nutritionist Felicia Stoller.
I heard a recent government report shows teenagers don't get enough vitamin E. Which milk flavoring provides more vitamin E, Ovaltine or Nesquik powder?
Rich chocolate Ovaltine. It provides 40% of the daily requirement of vitamin E, while Nesquik powder and even milk alone have none. And not only is Ovaltine a rich source of vitamin E, but it has over twice as many vitamins and minerals as Nesquik powder, so Ovaltine's more nutritious. And kids love the taste of rich chocolate Ovaltine.
More Ovaltine, please!
based a lot of my foreign policy decisions on some things that I think are true. One, I believe there's an Almighty.
That puts you where you are. I am waiting. Yes, I'm a captain.
What's the other one?
I'm dying to be shown that you are not just...
Meg in Memphis just sent this to me. It's a report from the Associated Press. It was reported on Channel 4 in the Tucson, Arizona this evening. It is now an actionable offense if you assist an illegal immigrant who is sick and near death, and you take that person to a hospital, you can be charged with a crime. According to the story, there is a faith-based organization, a real faith-based organization, not a fake one, but a real one, called No More Deaths. And folks who are volunteers in this group are now instructed, if they find gravely ill illegal immigrants crossing the Arizona desert, they must call 911 or the Border Patrol instead of taking the immigrants to get medical treatment. Here's what it says. Volunteers from No More Deaths are not authorized to transport a sick illegal immigrant, according to that organization's legal counsel. The faith-based group gives food, water, and medical aid to illegal immigrants who cross the border by foot and often fall ill from heat exhaustion and dehydration. Many succumbed to the desert heat last summer. Men, women, and children crossing to the southern Arizona border were dying at a rate of nearly one a day. In the past, volunteers in this group have transported ill immigrants to get the medical aid. But last summer, two volunteers were arrested for transporting three illegal immigrants to a medical clinic. 24-year-old, they're both 24, Shanti Sells and Daniel Strauss are charged with conspiracy to transport and transportation of an illegal alien, which is a violation of Title 8 of the U.S. Code. The law says it's a violation of immigration law to transport an illegal immigrant in furtherance of their illegal status in the United States. These two 24-year-olds will go on trial October 3rd. At the time of their arrest, the two had operated under No More Deaths protocol of checking with a lawyer and a doctor by telephone before transporting the immigrants, whom they described as being severely dehydrated and ill from drinking contaminated water. The pair did not call 911 or the Border Patrol. Lawyers for these two 24-year-olds have said repeatedly that the two were transporting for the purpose of giving medical assistance rather than helping the immigrants enter the United States illegally. Jesus Christ. Two Border Patrol representatives, Lisa Reed and Supervising Agent Larry Bale, stressed that any transportation of immigrants could be interpreted as illegal. I wonder if Jesus is paying attention to that. Jesus is paying attention to the governor's race in Florida, apparently. I wonder if Jesus is going to appear in a dream to maybe one of these Border Patrol supervisors and say something like, you know something, you're really starting to piss me off with this. You are really starting to irritate me. You think? No, Jesus wouldn't do that. But Jesus will get involved in the governor's race in Florida. Oh, my God. On Sunday, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez says he believes journalists can be prosecuted for publishing classified information, whether the person publishing the classified information knows it's classified or not. We're going to talk about that in a couple of minutes. But right now, I want to talk with Marcy Winograd, who is running for the 36th District in California. That is the district currently held by Jane Harman. I had a chance to meet Marcy at the California State Democratic Convention a couple of weeks ago. Hi, Marcy. How are you?
Oh, great. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing good. Let's just get right to it. How's your campaign going? You're running against an entrenched Democratic Leadership Conference Democrat. How's the campaign going?
It's going so well. I can't tell you. We have about 700 volunteers now in the streets.
Wow.
Throughout the 36th district. This is a 30-mile-long district that stretches from the Port of Los Angeles, San Pedro in the south, up through some very working class areas, Wilmington, into Torrance and El Segundo, which are the really the belly of the defense industry, mm-hmm. and then up through some upwardly mobile beach areas, and then the liberal progressive enclave of Venice and Mar Vista. So it's quite diverse, and the campaign is galvanizing people, progressives throughout the 36, who say, look, where is the Democratic Party?
Yeah,
where
right.
is the leadership of the Republican Party that cares about humanity? We care, and we're going to take back this party.
It being the 36 being a district that is heavily populated by defense industry, defense contractors, and Jane Harman, I think, like Dianne Feinstein, are both supported by the defense industry or the weapons industry. How are you going to overcome that, Marcia?
It is a challenge, Mike. But they are not, you know, these industries do not represent everybody who lives in the 36. In fact, a lot of people who work for Boeing, Raytheon, Lockheed don't necessarily live in the 36. Some do, but not all. And there are many others in the district who really want to see us pursue peace, as do people who work in those industries. Mm-hmm. I was leafleting at the Torrance Farmers Market not too long ago, and a man came up to me and he said, you know, I work in the defense industry, but I am sick and tired of us occupying a sovereign nation, of us being in Iraq. We need to bring our troops home, and I'm glad you're out here talking about it.
Well, let's take a look at some. First of all, what's your website, Marcy?
The website is Winograd, Winograd, for Congress.com.
.com. All right.
Winograd for Congress.com.
Now, if I remember, your position on the war in Iraq is get out now.
Yes, I think enough's enough. We need to withdraw our troops, announce a withdrawal, take them out region by region, engage stakeholders in the Arab world and the United Nations, countries not involved in the occupation or invasion of Iraq, into coming in and helping maintain stability, establish a new government, oversee free and fair elections. And then by all means, Mike, because of what we have wrought in Iraq, I think it is incumbent upon the United States government and upon Great Britain to pay reconstruction, peacetime reconstruction, because we eviscerated so much of that country.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't go, this is my opinion, this is me talking, as long as it doesn't go to Halliburton or Kellogg,
that's right.
Wrote, these contracts.
No, it should go to the Iraqis. Let them control their own destiny.
Well, I think one of the other progressives we've had on the air here in the past couple of weeks have said similar to that, that we do owe the people of Iraq at least the effort to rebuild, undo the damage that we've done. So.
Yes, and I think there are a lot of very well-intentioned people who may be listening and feel, look, we made such a mess over there. It behooves us to stay and pick up the pieces. It's sort of that Pottery Barn thinking. Mm-hmm. You know, we broke it, we must fix it. And what I say to that is, it's very hard to accept, and we fight it all the way, but at the end of the day, we are part of the problem, not the solution. As long as we are occupying that country, any Iraqi soldier standing next to an American soldier becomes a bullseye.
Mm-hmm. That's very true.
So,
I want to ask you. First of all, I'm sure your website has your positions on the issues that are very important to the voters in the 36, as well as the American people. This is no longer a deal where members of Congress just represent their district. We're at a point now where Democrats, if we don't get control of the House and the Senate, I don't know what's going to happen, Marcy. But I did want to ask you, what is your feeling about how important it is for Democrats to get control vis-a-vis putting the brakes on this Bush administration. If you don't want to talk about impeachment,
I'll talk about impeachment. I'll talk about wrestling control. Anything and everything is on the table. I think it's imperative Democrats take back Congress. We have to, because this is a reckless administration bent on eternal war and militarism and suspension of civil liberties. So we must take back Congress. What I tell people is we need to understand that I am running in a safe Democratic district. And anyone who's in the business of political consulting, anybody who knows anything about the demographics of this district that I'm running in, knows it is a safe district, that it was recarved in 2000. And the Republican strongholds were expelled, and areas that are liberal, have reputations for being liberal, were annexed. So it's a completely different landscape, and there is no contest in terms of who's going to take the seat, a Democrat or Republican. It will be a Democrat. The question is, will it be a progressive Democrat or what I call a Bush clone?
To what extent, I do not know Jane Harman's voting record. I do know that the few times I've seen her on television, I have not liked what I've seen nor what I've heard, but that's just me. So to what extent is Jane Harman vulnerable in the 36th?
That's an excellent question. Before I answer it, I just want to frame it a little bit by saying this is of national relevance, of national importance, because, first of all, as you mentioned earlier, when a congressperson takes us to war, votes for war, overlooks evidence that there are no weapons of mass destruction, then the whole country is taken to war, not just those who live in the 36th. Or when a congressperson colludes with the Bush administration on these illegal warrantless wiretaps, it's the whole country that can be the target of illegal spying, not just those who live in the 36th. We have an excellent chance of taking this seat as progressives. Jane Harman's record on war and peace is this. She was a member of the House Intelligence Committee in the build-up to the war. She championed the war. She argued for the invasion on the floor of Congress. This despite the fact that she had in her possession the National Intelligence Estimate, which included several, I don't know, dozen comments from State Department intelligence analysts who said, weapons of mass destruction? Highly dubious. Highly dubious. Okay, instead we went to war. She continued to fund the war and still to this day maintains that we need to stay there until enough Iraqi troops are trained.
Well, that's forever.
That's right. I mean, why would they, what incentive would they have to protect their country, excuse me, if foreign troops are there?
Well,
so that's the war in Iraq. In addition to that, you know, she's voted for nuclear proliferation, against a ban on nuclear weapons. She's voted to militarize space with nuclear weapons. She has voted to continue the death penalty forever. She has voted for the bankruptcy bill, siding with credit card companies against the sick and elderly.
But this is not a Democrat, Marcy.
Well, that's what I say.
This is not a Democrat, my God.
And she refused to sign on to Congressman Waxman, the Lone Ranger, his investigation into the use of torture by the military.
Well, I would think that if people in the district get a chance to hear what you've got to say, that they would be inclined to not vote for Jane Harman. Can you hold on a second,
sure.
Marcy? All right, let me put you on hold a second. We'll come back. We'll have a few minutes when we come back. We have to take a break here. We're talking with Marcy Winograd. Go to her website, winogradforcongress.com. It's all spelled out. It's not a numeral. It's Winograd, Winograd, W-I-N-O-G-R-A-D, F-O-R, Congress, dot, is it dot com? I think it is .com. Okay, winogradforcongress.com. And like you've heard me say a million times, these candidates have got to have the financial help. Do something, all right?
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm Janine Garofalo, and it doesn't matter if you're black, white, gay, straight, male, or female. AIDS has taken its toll on all kinds of people around the world for over 20 years, and it is still everybody's problem. Register for AIDS Walk. Together, we can make AIDS history.
There are more than 75 walks happening all over the country throughout the year. For a comprehensive guide that will help you locate the AIDS Walk event closest to you, visit AIDSWalk.org. That's AIDSWalk.org. A message from Air America Radio.
Every day, Aleve helps millions of people overcome the pain of arthritis. In recognition of Arthritis Month, Aleve is bringing you one of their stories every day.
I'm Phyllis Ocean, and this is my story. When I was diagnosed, my arthritis was in my knees. I started using Aleve. You don't know how good you feel until the pain is gone.
31 people, 31 stories, 31 days of good news. That's a daily dose.
Aleve works for me.
Watch for a new story each day on national TV and AleveGoodNews.com. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Your host for a PNS-Friance future, it's Mike Malloy.
It's about 7:30 before the hour. We're talking to Marcy Winograd. Go to our website, please. Winograd for Congress. That's WINOGRADFORCongress.com. WinogradForCongress.com. Read her position on these issues that no longer refer only to a representative's home district. You know what kind of a situation we're in this country right now, and we've got to have progressive Democrats up there. We can't have Lieberman or Jane Harmon Democrats. As a matter of fact, Marcy, wasn't it Jane Harmon that said she is the best Republican in the Democratic Party or something
yes,
like that?
Yes, she did say that years ago when she was running for governor, and I think to this day she's still proud of that, that she can get along, go along to get along, as we saw with her cooperation with the Bush administration on these illegal warrantless wiretaps. I want to say this, though, that it's very important, like you said, that we support progressive Democrats who want to move beyond the permanent war economy that we're looking at right now. What I'm saying is, yes, we need a defense, absolutely, but we also need to cut some of these wasteful expenditures within our defense budget and redirect the money so that we support alternative energy development that might actually sever our dependence on foreign oil and provide us some real security.
Right.
There is a positive agenda that we can advance. It does not have to be the Bush agenda of eternal war.
Yeah, I completely agree, and I think most Democrats, real Democrats, want to hear that message. But you understand, I'm sure you do, Marcy, that a lot of Democrats have been turned off because they have been represented by Democrats who, in the end, sold them out repeatedly over and over and over again.
And people say to me, Marcy, how do we know you won't do the same thing? And as much as I say, look, that's not what I'm about. I am not about the military-industrial complex. I am not about illegal warrantless wiretaps. I'm about education. I'm about universal single-payer affordable health care. I'm about jobs for all. I also tell them, look, what we need to do in terms of our representation is demand that our lawmakers meet on a regular basis, that they establish, and I vow to do this, a Congress of community organizers and meet with this community Congress on an ongoing basis so that there is not what we see now, total disengagement between representatives and their constituents. Of course, we have some heroes, Congressman John Conyers, Dennis Kucinich. We have progressives in Congress, but they are too few and far between.
Yeah, that's true, and that's what's destroying, in my opinion, the Democratic Party. They made a decision when... please take this from the position of I've been in the South for 35 years, but I will guarantee you that when the Democratic Party decided that the Democratic Leadership Conference, the majority of whom came out of the South, white male Southerners who had to do something to overcome what Lyndon Johnson said when they passed all the civil rights legislation, we've just lost the South. That's when the Democratic Party, as far as I'm concerned, started to lose its bearings. And it's good to see people like you making an effort to bring the party back.
Oh, we are making an effort, a Herculean effort. And you can't imagine the gratitude people express when I travel the length of this district. Thank God you're running. I didn't know what happened to the Democrats. Had they gone completely AWOL? You know, it's so reassuring. It's hopeful. It gives people hope to hear somebody talk about the truth, about the need to protect our democracy, not surrender it.
Well, I noticed when I was in Sacramento that the people seemed to gravitate towards you, especially because of your positive energy. There were several of you out there who were like that. I came back to Atlanta, went on the air, and said I was blown away by the attitude and the spirit that the progressive Democrats had. I hope that spreads across the country, Marcy.
It will.
And I want to tell you, I wish you the best. Now, like I always say to progressive Democratic candidates, you know, you've still got a few months left. I hope you stay in touch with us, and we'll talk again.
Oh, we will. And June 6th, for those who are listening or have relatives in the 36th district, the election is June 6th. Get out to vote.
That's the primary.
Yes.
All right. Good luck.
All right. Thank you so much, Mike.
Thanks, Marcy. All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care. WinogradForCongress.com. Check her out, okay? She's running against Jane Harmon in the 36th. For those of you who live in that district and can vote. If you've had enough, if you've had enough of Republican light with Jane Harmon, here's your candidate. For those of us who don't live there, we can always help out, right? We'll be back. I'm Mike Mullen.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
There are two kinds of bikers. There's the tough, hardcore biker like Smokey here.
Hey, bro.
And then there's the weekend rider like Jeff.
Hey, man.
These two bikers couldn't be more different, except for one thing. You both have Geico motorcycle insurance. Because Geico covers most kinds of motorcycles, and they offer money-saving discounts. So, you see, you guys, you have more in common than you thought.
Neat.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. The Federal Trade Commission says it has not been able to find a widespread effort to gouge gasoline customers after Hurricane Katrina. The agency says it did find 15 cases of excessive gas pricing, but said they sprang from what they called regional or local market trends. For the first time in 3 months, we are reportedly now paying a little less for gasoline. The Lundberg survey shows the average price nationwide dropped a penny and a half to $2.93. That's the first drop since the prices started climbing in late February. This survey monitors the prices of roughly 7,000 gas stations in the U.S. Gas prices climbed more than 70 cents since late February when self-serve regular was $2.24 a gallon. Of the station surveyed, the highest average price in the nation for regular unleaded found in San Diego, $3.40 a gallon. The lowest in Wichita, Kansas, drivers paying an average of $2.59 a gallon. An independent report says the levee system protecting New Orleans was routinely underfunded, and therefore it was inadequate to protect the city against hurricanes. The report also called for an overhaul of the agencies that oversee flood protection. Investigators also blame piecemeal funding by Congress. The National Hurricane Center is predicting between 4 and 6 major hurricanes in the Atlantic Ocean and Gulf of Mexico this year. Forecasters say there could be up to 16 named storms. Last year, the busiest Atlantic hurricane season since the record-keeping started, with 28 named storms and 15 hurricanes. New Orleans Congressman William Jefferson says he has no plans to resign, despite an ongoing bribery investigation. Jefferson says there are two sides to this story, and he'll explain his side later on. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert in Washington. He'll be meeting with President Bush. Olmert plans to withdraw from parts of the West Bank. And Iran's nuclear program expected to top the agenda also. Olmert wants George Bush's support for his withdrawal plan. A gunfight between Palestinian police and Hamas militants in Gaza today killed the driver of a Jordanian ambassador. The ambassador was not in the vehicle at the time. At least 11 people wounded in the gunfire near the Palestinian Parliament building. The final breakup of the former Yugoslavia, now confirmed voters in Montenegro, decided they will secede from Serbia. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Personal data, including Social Security numbers of 26.5 million U.S. veterans, was stolen from a Veterans Affairs employee this month, the department said today. Oh, my God. I wonder where Gonzalez was when that happened. Oh, well. On Sunday, though, Alberto Gonzalez says he believes journalists can be prosecuted for publishing classified information. He says the government, that would be the Bush crime family, will not hesitate to track telephone calls made by reporters if it's part of a criminal leak investigation. Gonzalez said, referring to prosecutions, quote, there are some statutes on the book which, if you read the language carefully, would seem to indicate that that is a possibility, tracking phone calls. We have an obligation to enforce those laws, he said. We have an obligation to ensure that our national security is protected, end quote. You know what law he's referring to? Lucy Dalglish, who's the executive director of the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press, said she presumed that Gonzalez was referring to the 1917 Espionage Act, which she says has never been interpreted to prosecute journalists who were providing information to the public. Dalglish said, quote, I can't imagine a bigger chill on free speech and the public's right to know what his government is up to than prosecuting reporters. Well, you know what I say to this? I can't say what I like to say because there is certain language we can't use on the air. The other day, Brian Ross at ABC News flipped out when we first reported the story to you. Brian Ross on his blog at ABC was just getting all crazed and glassy-eyed because he found out from a source inside the National Security Administration that his phone calls are going to be tapped, as are all phone calls of all reporters if they're working on a story that has to do with criminal activity of the Bush crime family. And Brian Ross got just all shuddery and shivery. And now the reporters group on Freedom of the Press and the First Amendment, everything, they're getting all upset because Gonzalez says, now we're going to come get you. And my response to this is, I would like to slap the living Christ out of somebody. Wouldn't you? I mean, here are these reporters, these groups of reporters, all of a sudden, what? All of a sudden? They're getting very upset because the administration that they facilitated into power is now showing its true colors. What is the press walk around with its head up its rear end? We've been screaming about this on liberal talk radio and on the blogs and on the internet for what, 5 years, 6 years? Some of us have been fired from damn good jobs because we said no when we had some cheesy-ass program director like I had in Chicago say, no, 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 dial it back, Malloy. And I said, go screw yourself. And I wound up unemployed. That's the way it goes. How many people have lost their jobs? And now all of it, but see, we didn't count. You know, Mike Malloy, who's that? Oh, some talk show host on an ABC station. Oh, what the hell with him? But now Brian Ross at ABC. I could have told you this crap 9 years ago, Brian. How long ago was it, Kathy? In 99, right? Back in 1999, when this thug was told he was going to be the next president of the United States, whether he won the election or not. And I don't know where everybody was in 1999. I don't care. I don't care where anybody else in talk radio was. I don't care where any journalist. I know where I was, screaming my ass off about this punk. And so we wound up unemployed. So now all of a sudden, these reporters are upset, and these journalists are upset because Gonzalez has made it clear that the line in the sand is drawn, and they're going to start charging reporters with criminal offenses. Some of them will be federal offenses. You know what a lot of these guys and gals are going to do? Stop reporting. I don't mean they'll quit their jobs. I just mean they'll say, oh, okay. What are the rules? Oh, okay. Somebody shows up, Somebody comes in with the sheath of the material that shows criminal activity by the Bush crime family. You know what these reporters are going to do? Oh, no, I'm sorry. No. Take it someplace else. I'm out of here. Go away. Good God. They really hate reporters, the Bush crime family. Their motto is, if you can't buy them or stick them in positions of influence, kill them. Just shoot them. Of course, that's in Iraq. Bush blames what Americans see on their TV screens. Isn't that what he said? For his low poll numbers. That's what he's considered. Well, you know, low poll numbers, because of what you see on your TV screens. So why not just lock them up? It's crazed. It's absolutely insane. Reporters now being told that if they do what reporters are supposed to do, oh, if you're Jeff, me love you long time and visit the White House whenever I want to, Gannon, oh, that's fine, Jeff. You got a question for me? Or if it's Armstrong Williams or Tony Snow or some of these other punks and thugs and piss ants who have about as much courage as a worm, oh, everything's okay. You know, put Tony Snow in the briefing room just to make up some fake news and woo, watch the poll numbers climb. So now some of these reporters and these reporters' organizations are starting to say, wait a second, you're not supposed to do that to us. Here at the New York Times, we held off on reporting a story about your foreign prisons for what, a year, year and a half? Because you asked us to. And then when we published it, we won Pulitzer Prizes for it. And now what? Now you're coming after us? Oh! If the American media would have retained the image or the truth of what they were supposed to be, this never would have happened. And I'm gonna lecture these people? To hell no. To hell with them. Go to jail, you dumb bastards. No, I got a better job for you. There, even as we speak, there are white women being abducted somewhere on Bimini or Bermuda or Jamaica. You know, cover that. Go cover that. The reporters are getting upset. These are the same reporters, by the way, who, when a consortium of news-gathering organizations, as wimpy and gutless as they were, took a look at the results of the vote in Florida in 2000 and realized that George W. Bush had stolen the state. These are the same reporters who said, well, in what, the seventh, eighth, ninth paragraph of the story, as it appeared in the Times or the Boston Globe, wherever the hell it appeared, I don't remember anymore and I don't care. But wherever it did appear, deep into the story, oh, by the way, looks like Al Gore had more voters. And what did media do about it? Nothing. What did the newspapers do? Nothing. Did they mount an attack? Did they say, wait a second, we're being run by a government that doesn't belong there? And what did they do when this sorry bastard invaded another country? Nothing. They jumped on the bandwagon. And now you little toads are going to start squealing because your phone calls are going to be monitored and checked. Aw, what a shame. 'Cause I saw it on TV. I know it's true.
Oh, so true. 'Cause I saw it on TV. You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Whether you have health insurance or not, chances are you don't have dental or vision coverage. But now, with the Optimum Health Discount Card, you and your family can get substantial savings of up to 60% off every time you visit your dentist or eye care professional. Because this is not insurance, everyone is accepted, even if you or your family members have pre-existing conditions. For only $9.95 a month, you, your spouse, and your children are all covered. Your membership includes access to our combined nationwide network of over 100,000 participating dentists and eye care professionals on the iMed and Cigna Dental Networks. Call right now and you can try the Optimum Health Discount Card risk-free for 30 days. That's right, your membership entitles you to full access to the entire Cigna Dental Network and iMed Network for you to try risk-free for 30 days. Call our toll-free number now at 1-866-333-3000. That's 1-866-333-3000. Start saving up to 60% off now on all of your dental and vision care needs. Call 1-866-333-3000. Again, 1-866-333-3000.
I glance at the headlines just to kind of get a flavor for what's moving. Rarely read the stories. Best way to get the news is from objective sources. And most objective sources I have are people on my staff who tell me what's happening in the world.
You know, this is out there all over the internet. You can find it at Daily Kosh. You can find it at Truth Out, wherever you want to go. But there is speculation now that Judge Reggie Walton, the presiding judge in the Irving Libby trial, deliberated over a case titled Sealed versus Sealed, And there is growing speculation that Sealed versus Sealed is Fitzgerald versus Gonzalez's deputy, Paul McNulty. Now, Paul McNulty apparently is Fitzgerald's direct superior. Now, remember, Fitzgerald is not he's not a special counsel. He's not like Lawrence Walsh was, or even the pig Ken Starr. He doesn't have that kind of power. He was given power by the acting attorney general, and that would have been who was the acting attorney general when Fitzgerald was put on this case. I've got it right here, so don't email it to me. Comey, James Comey. He was acting attorney general in that brief period of time when the Jesus boy had left to go into the consulting business. That's what Ashcroft does now. Oh, God, I hate these people. Oh, my God, I hate him. He's a lobbyist. Oh, lobbying for Jesus? No, lobbying for money. You know, come on. Anyway, it was James Comey that gave Fitzgerald what at the time was referred to as the authority of the attorney general. Comey is long gone. He was replaced by this guy, McNulty. The question then becomes, according to Jiggy Flunkett, I think Daily Coast, the question then becomes, what, if any, value does Comey's administrative directive have today? Wayne Madsen's report and Chris Matthews' show on MSNBC have both floated the theory that Fitzgerald has secured indictments against Rove, but that Gonzalez, using McNulty, came in at the last second, used his power as Fitzgerald's superior to kill the indictments. Now, this comes up because Jason Leopold wrote, a week, 10 days ago, that the indictments were there. They were handed up by the grand jury. This pig bastard Rove has been indicted for federal criminal prosecution. And Jason Leopold wrote this story, and then all of a sudden nothing happened. And it was the loudest nothing happened in a long time. Mark Ash, who is the owner or the managing editor at truthout.org, has had to come to Jason Leopold's defense, not to defend what he said, but just to verify that he, Mark Ash, is aware of the same sources that Leopold is aware. And I agree with these guys. I mean, I have no doubt that this rat bastard has been indicted. Now, if everything is sealed and nothing is going to come out, well, then who's ever going to know? And as Jiggy Flunknut wrote today, one unfortunate reality of this scenario is that if the judge sides with McNulty, Gonzalez's hitman, we will never know what really happened because it will remain sealed, the indictment, which is one explanation, Jiggy writes, about why Karl Rove is acting so smug these days and why the White House has not pulled back his public schedule. These are criminals. Do you think for a minute, Truth Seeker, that if they will invade, attack a helpless country that has been under sanctions for 13 years with the full military might of the United States of America, if you think they'll do that, if the proof is there they did that, do you think they would hesitate for 1 second? To cover everything they can cover, to order this stopped and that deep sixth, and go to Fitzgerald and say, you must be kidding, Sparky. Go ahead and play your indictment game, but seal them. I'm your boss. Seal them. Now, what's Fitzgerald supposed to do? Well, you know, those of us on the progressive left figure that Fitzgerald should be a mensch and stand up on his hind legs and say, screw you. Now, I don't know, is there laws? I guess there's laws against that, right? If he does and says, you know, I indicted these people, I don't know. I don't know where the legal line is drawn for Fitzgerald. I don't know what he can say and not say. I have no idea. So I'm just speculating. It would seem to me that Patrick Fitzgerald, if he has any belief in his country or his constitution or what he was doing, and has in fact indicted Karl Rove, whether the pigs and thugs and killers in the Bush crime family have ordered him to stop or not, It would seem to me that Patrick Fitzgerald should stand up like a man and say, this is what I did. This is what I did. What do you think, Truth Seeker?
Is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Look at your radio. Kind of cool, right? From somewhere far, far away, progressive voices are beamed directly to wherever you are on Air America Radio. You know, there's so much to say. We've tried archiving previous shows inside that radio of yours. We've tried stuffing it full of video feeds of Al Franken and Jerry Springer, The Majority Report, and more. But that part doesn't seem to be working. So the really great stuff that won't fit inside your radio is available right now from Air America Premium. We tried stuffing the homepage in your radio, but that didn't work either. So please use your computer instead. Find out about Air America Premium today at airamericaradio.com.
Every day, Aleve helps millions of people overcome the pain of arthritis. In recognition of Arthritis Month, Aleve is bringing you one of their stories every day.
I'm Phyllis Ocean, and this is my story. When I was diagnosed, my arthritis was in my knees. I started using Aleve. You don't know how good you feel until the pain is gone.
31 people, 31 stories, 31 days of good news. That's a daily dose.
Aleve works for me.
Watch for a new story each day on national TV and AleveGoodNews.com. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Subway Dinner Theater presents... Buried Alive!
Help, help.
What's wrong, hon?
I'm buried under an avalanche of responsibility. Household errands, client meetings. Help, help.
Okay, we're going out for dinner.
The Subway restaurants and the new Tuscan chicken sandwich. Tender chicken, melted cheese, grilled vegetables, 8 grams of fat. Subway, eat fresh!
For a limited time only, participating restaurants. Subway is a website trademark of Doctors Associates, Inc. Fat content statement refers to regular 6-inch subrecipe without non-low-fat content such as mayonnaise.
You're on the Ovaltine Nutrition Hotline with nutritionist Felicia Stoller.
Hi, I just found out I'm pregnant. I know drinking milk will help me get the calcium I need, but I don't like plain milk. Oh, and I also worry about iron. How can Ovaltine help?
Milk is a great source of calcium, and flavoring milk with rich chocolate Ovaltine is a terrific choice to make milk taste better. Plus, Ovaltine is a rich source of iron, which is important when you're pregnant. Rich chocolate Ovaltine really does make milk even better.
More Ovaltine, please!
not surprised that people are unsettled because of war. The enemy's got a powerful tool, that is to get on your TV screen.
Looks like we're in for nasty weather.
Reporters, you see, are the new evil enemy. And they brought it on themselves. They really did. But in Bush's addled, coked-out brain, he sees his plunging poll numbers. He says America is unsettled. Can't take responsibility for anything he's ever done to unsettle us, so he blames reporters. And then he gets his Tejano to look up some arcane, never-used federal law from the last century to prosecute reporters who, you know, report on the news. And one more bit of the Constitution, or as Bush puts it, that goddamn piece of paper, that's his words, is eliminated. Poosh, down the memory hole. See how easy that is? Reg, over at TVNewsLies.org, writes, it's such a game, Mike. The corporate media have covered up the most massive classification of official material in history by this administration. Earlier this year, this fascist administration reported a dramatic increase in the number of documents deemed top secret or confidential, and the media remained silent. They never bothered to object when Bush ordered the reclassification of information that was public for years. An audit by the National Archives Office recently found that the CIA, for example, acted in a, quote, clearly inappropriate, close quote, way regarding about a third of the documents it reclassified last year. And so the crimes of the Bush administration will continue to be classified at every turn. That absolutely and totally closes the door on any investigation, either by Congress or by the media, into any of its illegal and murderous activities. That's why they're letting it be known now that anyone attempting to expose the evils of this administration will be prosecuted and jailed. That's why the alternative media, like TVNewsLies.org and other sites, are now the only legitimate media in the nation. They will come after us for sure, but there will always be others who will rise up and fight the good fight. In the end, we will win. From Reg at TVNewsLines.org. Do you remember when they were classifying everything, when word came out, word started to leak out, uncritical reporting and very little editorializing, except in that weak milquetoast way that the New York Times editorial page does and the Washington Post. I'll forget the Washington Post. New York Times, L.A. Times, just kind of that creepy little weak way over the past 6, 8, 10 months. And before that, a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, when all of a sudden they started letting the American public know that the Bush crime family was classifying everything. Everything. If the CDC, which has now had its throat cut, provides any information about anything to a reporter, that person in the CDC can now be charged with treason. Do you understand how bad this has gotten? Do you understand? Okay, not treason. What then? Violating the National Secrets Act. It's an actionable offense now. And corporate America is as responsible for this as the Bush crime family. It's corporate America that doesn't want the EPA's reports out. It's corporate America that doesn't want the Interior Department reports that are still written by people who care. They will soon be gone. And on and on and on. Everything classified. Remember when Bush came into office and he said, okay, we're going to classify everything in my dad's administration, Reagan administration, and the Clinton administration, and my administration. You can't see anything. And then there was a big show here about 8 months ago, a year ago, where a whole bunch of superfluous nonsense from the Reagan administration was released. And the media, of course, just sat back on its ass and went, oh, okay, well, it's not so bad. It's worse than you could ever imagine. So now when Brian Ross at ABC and reporters' organizations start blowing their whistles and beating their pots and pans about, uh-oh, something's up. I get so angry. I really do. I just want to say, you know, you little rat bastards, you knew about this, and for 6 years, you've let us go down the tank. You've just let us, you've done nothing to fulfill your promise of being the fourth estate. Nothing. And now you're going to whine when you find out that your boys and girls are going to have their phones tapped too. And all of a sudden, when you got enough cover, Bush's ratings, approval ratings, fall into the 30s, and media in this country, a few of them decide, oh, okay, now we can start to bring out the truth. Now we're safe. And now you find out, no, you're not. To hell with you. Just to hell with you. I would just as soon, like Reg writes, I'll stick with TV news lies. I'll stick with Raw Story. I'll stick with Truth Out. I'll stick with the bloggers. I'll stick with Daily Coast. I'll stick with, you know, the list goes on and on. Just let me go to Democratic Underground. Let me go to Bart Cop. Let me, you know, the hell with the rest of them. And a million more. A million more. Come Armageddon.org or com, whatever the hell it is.
Well, that was sort of going to be my next question, is how long until this arcane law is interpreted, because good God, they interpret everything as everything now, to include bloggers as journalists. How long until Democratic Underground and TV news lies and...
Hey, as long as you have a modem.
Yeah, but, I mean, can you use your modem at Gitmo? I'm serious.
Well,
I mean,
you're going to have to be fast and slick. We've had this conversation before. People are going to have to travel light and fast if it gets to that point. I know this sounds like something out of some kind of a novel set in Yugoslavia in the mid-40s, you know, struggling against... the Nazis, and soon to struggle against the communists. I know. Little radio transmitters in the caves outside Srebrenica or someplace. Ooh, isn't it all mysterious? Listen to Malloy. He's talking about people going to have to travel light, you know, move their transmitters around. Oh, yeah? It's funny? It's not real? You don't think that's the truth? And when, you know, where was the media when the Bush crime family started making up those news packages about Bush administration policies? Like a little local success story regarding Leave No Child Behind scam, or something about the benefits of rebuilding nuclear power plants. And then they send these stories to middle and small markets and have them broadcast as if local reporters themselves actually produce those TV packages, right? Now, that's old news. They've been trying to control the news and circumvent the Constitution for years, and the press yawned. And media in this country yawned. And the few reporters that were left, oh, I understand, boys and girls, you got to protect your job, got to pay the mortgage. Well, screw you. I put my ass on the line and lost. You know, that's the way it goes. So what? And a year later, I got back into it. I just, I always wanted to be a journalist and could never quite make the grade. Could never, didn't have the J school credentials. The journalism I practiced was less, occasionally a little investigative piece, but it was always for the alternative press. It was always, second team or third string or what have you. Not that I couldn't write, not that I couldn't get a story, not that I couldn't do a damn good, article, but I couldn't separate. I just couldn't make that separation of what I knew to be right and wrong, and to do what you have to do when you go through J school, and that is to report strictly the facts, ma'am, nothing but the facts. I just couldn't do it. So I couldn't make the cut, couldn't make the turn. So I wound up in alternative media, wound up writing for television, where television news, where you have editors who, if they find a single comma in the wrong place, they just take it out. I mean, you know, it's no big deal. And then into talk radio, which is not journalism. I don't know what the hell this is. It's... whatever it is.
Watch out. I have a feeling it'll very soon be classified as journalism, citizen.
Yeah.
What's your name?
But these reporters now that are whining and complaining and getting all scared and, you know, little hairs on the back of the neck are growing up, and they lay in bed at night. Oh, God, what am I going to do? You know, I'm just starting to get my 401k build up. Oh, God, does this mean I'm going to lose my health insurance? Yeah, isn't that a shame? Isn't that a shame? No, you won't lose anything. Because you sold out a long time ago. Man. All right, let's do some phone calls, all right? When we come back after this break, the phone number here is 866-303-2270. Whatever journalism is going on in this country now, really, as far as I'm concerned, is going on the Internet. One way or the other, it's going on. That's where it's going on. And by the way, if the Pentagon was so intent on releasing a video showing this huge jet slamming into the Pentagon, slamming into their building, why not release, you know, why release some little candy-ass license plate camera someplace? This is the Pentagon. Are we supposed to believe there are not like 80 cameras trained on every square inch that would have shown anything anyone needed to know as far as a jetliner hitting it? Oh, gag me with a missile, or I don't know. We'll be right back.
Down in the valley lives the foreman talk show host. Far and wide his name was known.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Every day, Aleve helps millions of people overcome the pain of arthritis. In recognition of Arthritis Month, Aleve is bringing you one of their stories every day.
I'm Phyllis Ocean, and this is my story. When I was diagnosed, my arthritis was in my knees. I started using Aleve. You don't know how good you feel until the pain is gone.
31 people, 31 stories, 31 days of good news. That's a daily dose.
Aleve works for me.
Watch for a new story each day on national TV and AleveGoodNews.com. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
We'll be right back.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Who made me judge and jury hear it?
10 before the hour, and if it gets too weird with the computers, then we're going to go back to shortwave radios. You'd think I'm kidding, huh? All right, let's do some phone calls here. Billy is calling from Roanoke, Virginia. Billy, welcome to the program.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine, sir. How are you?
I'm angry. I listen to you every night you on and stuff like this here, but it's, you know, I realize no matter how you preach, I'm to the American people just tired of it and say, enough is enough. Nothing's going to change because the American people won't rise up.
I hear you.
And, Mike, I'm going to show you how the government do. Like, I have a little girl. I'm in my 50s, and I just had a little girl, and she's 6 months old, and that's my world.
Well, congratulations. And yeah, that's really something to have a kid when you get up around our age.
So I go to the doctor, and they want the vaccinated, and I say, no. And they're going to tell me, well, it's required. And I said, no, CDC don't require. And I said, can you tell me what's in the vaccine? And she said, I don't know what's in the vaccine. I said, well, you want me to inject my child with a vaccine that you don't even know what's in there? And we as people, we believe everything they tell us. We won't sit down and we won't ask questions. And we won't get out there and say, hey, let's go, let's take our country back. And until we decide as Americans to get up and take our country back, you know, all the deaths that happened before the soldiers going back to Revolutionary War, what was it for? It was in vain. We turned around and gave the rights that we won through blood back to the totalitarian type of government. And, you know, that's why I'm angry. So that's all I have to say. I know you got a lot of other calls waiting.
Well, Billy, always good to hear from you. Thanks for checking in, pal. You take care. Alex is calling from Manhattan. Alex, welcome to the program.
How are you doing?
Hey, doing all right, Alex. How are you?
Okay. Well, first, I'd just like to say the word that identifies you is integrity. You will believe and fight for what you want.
Well, I think most people feel that way, don't you?
I can't say that because just look at the press. Look at the people around in politics.
Well, now, politicians, that's something else again. Media people. I mean, if people have a vested interest in lying, they will lie. If there's some profit to be made, whether it is a direct profit or just holding on to the position or the job, they'll lie. I've got nothing to gain. I don't know that so much integrity on my part. I'd like it to be, Alex. I like to think that I have a lot of integrity, but I sometimes think it's because I don't have anything to lose. You understand what I'm saying with that?
I do.
All right.
But actually, the reason I called in, there's so much of a parallel going on. And I know you've talked about it earlier and previously and at other times between what happened in another era,
mm-hmm.
about 60-some-odd years ago,
right.
in a country in Europe,
right.
and what's happening here now. I mean, Americans can't wake up and see. And the worst part is they're taking over the courts. The courts are the essential for controlling our rights.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, earlier tonight I mentioned the fact that the jail and prison population in this country now is approaching 2.5 million people, and 60% of the people, according to the statistic from the Bureau of Prisons, 60% of the people in jails, not prisons, but jails, and that's about 800,000 people, 60% of those people have not been convicted of anything. They're just being held, either because the judge does not want to release them on their own recognizance, or they can't make bond money, or they're being held as material witnesses. This is a new thing with the feds. If you've got information, they think, now let me rephrase it, they think you have information, Alex, about, oh, I don't know, about some Al-Qaeda cell in lower Manhattan, and you don't know nothing about nothing, but if they think you do, they can hold you as a material witness now, forever!
I understand. Where do we go? What can we do?
Well...
that's the question.
I know. I understand what you're saying. All right, Alex. Thanks for checking in.
Well, pretty soon you can't go south. There's going to be a great big honking wall and a bunch of Minutemen with rifles or Border Patrol or Iraqi guards or God, I don't know, something bad.
And that's, so, that's around Atlanta.
Can't go south, brother.
Yeah. Thanks, Alex. Thanks for checking in. Phil is calling from San Diego. Phil, welcome to the program.
Yeah, good evening, Mike.
Hey.
Yeah, this guy in the White House, he could have gone down in history as like the greatest president in our history. Instead, he's going to go down in history as the greatest vampire, just sucking blood. I mean, sucking men and women's blood. It's unbelievable.
How do you think Bush, or do you mean that any person who makes it to the White House has the opportunity to go down in history as a great person, right?
He could have. Yeah, he could have. Yeah. But basically, being controlled by all of these puppets or, you know, ventriloquists that just, mm-hmm. they don't, they could care less about humanity. It's just mind-boggling how mm-hmm. selfish they are. And I come to realize when he said that thing a while back about man and fish can coexist. In his mind. No, really. In his mind.
I know, I know.
A fish is equal to an illegal alien because you catch and release it.
Yeah, I know, I know. Phil, it's crazy. It's just crazy. Hey, we got a break. Thanks, Phil. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate your call. All right. Quick break. We'll be back. Stay with us. Final hour coming up. Lots of phone calls. All right? Don't be scared. They already know who you are. They know what you did all day today. So calling this radio program is not gonna further corrupt your file, your dossier. So don't worry about it. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
On Air America Radio.
Whether you have health insurance or not, chances are you don't have dental or vision coverage. But now, with the Optimum Health Discount Card, you and your family can get substantial savings of up to 60% off every time you visit your dentist or eye care professional. Because this is not insurance, everyone is accepted, even if you or your family members have pre-existing conditions. For only $9.95 a month, you, your spouse, and your children are all covered. Your membership includes access to our combined nationwide network of over 100,000 participating dentists and eye care professionals on the iMed and Cigna Dental Networks. Call right now and you can try the Optimum Health Discount Card risk-free for 30 days. That's right, your membership entitles you to full access to the entire Cigna Dental Network and iMed Network for you to try risk-free for 30 days. Call our toll-free number now at 1-866-333-3000. That's 1-866-333-3000. Start saving up to 60% off now on all of your dental and vision care needs. Call 1-866-333-3000. Again, 1-866-333-3000.
Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center are out with their predictions for this year's hurricane season. They believe there will be as many as 16 named storms. FEMA says it's better prepared this time with pre-positioned supplies. But the agency also wants people in hurricane country to be better prepared by putting together their own emergency kits of water, food, medicine, a radio, batteries, and flashlights. More than 400 emergency managers from around the U.S. and Canada are converging near the Oregon coast this week for an unprecedented three-day earthquake and tsunami exercise. The drill, called Pacific Peril, will simulate the impact and response of a 9.0 quake along the 800-mile fault known as the Cascadia Subduction Zone, after which the drill will simulate an oncoming tsunami.
It's a rare opportunity where you can really, really focus on the issues, focus on this particular disaster, and it's a worst-case disaster, so if you prepare for this, you're in good shape for other disasters.
Doff DeMont with the U.S. Department of Transportation says the Northwest has a history of massive offshore quakes that have triggered tsunamis. The FBI is investigating the theft of the personal data of more than 26 million military veterans from the home of a VA analyst. In response, the Veterans Administration is trying to educate veterans to spot ID theft. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez says there will be zero tolerance for anyone misusing the information. Vice President Dick Cheney is spending a couple of days in California raising money for Republican members of Congress. On Monday, the Vice President hosted a private fundraiser for Sacramento area Representative John Doolittle. He was greeted by a rowdy group of about 150 protesters when he arrived at the downtown hotel for the luncheon. Many of those chanting and carrying signs believe fundraisers like the one Cheney hosted for Doolittle are a corrupting influence on politics.
Congressman Doolittle's relationship with both Jack Abramoff and also the Duke Cunningham scandal is sort of seeping into the public consciousness.
That's Ned Wigglesworth, who's with the campaign watchdog group the RestOfUs.org. He says both parties are guilty of allowing campaign contributions to influence how they vote. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser. We'll be right back.
coming up to play. For the love that's deep inside is now still the same. And the sound we make together is the music to the story in your eyes. It's been shining down upon you now.
Welcome back. It's 7 past the hour. This is Air America. My name is Mike Malloy. Pretty soon, all you're going to see on the news is, well, let's see, sports reports and missing white women and animal antics and missing white women and the weather, unless there's a hurricane. You know, it's a chilling effect indeed. It hasn't even sunk in yet. I mean, we have an attorney general that goes on ABC News. ABC News. Of course, that shouldn't shock me. That's owned by Disney. And that's the same network that has Sean Hannity. So why that? No shock here. Anyway, Gonzalez goes on the ABC television network and insinuates that he's going to start prosecuting investigative reporters who exposed the criminal activity perpetrated against America and the world by the Bush crime family. Imagine, if you have any imagination left, imagine if Janet Reno had said she was going to lock up any reporter who covered the Lewinsky story because it involved national security. Or Janet Reno was going to tap the phones of anyone who reported on the so-called aspirin factory bombing in Africa, because, you know, that too jeopardized national security. Or anyone who reported on Sheikh Abdul Rahman, whoever, whatever the hell the name was, the guy that was convicted on the first bombing of the Trade Center. This is crazy. This is insane, and it's happening. And apparently there is nothing that can stop it. Now, I said about a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago, I don't know, I think it was on this network, maybe it was about a year ago, that the truth is, if you are in a certain stratum of society, in the upper levels of whatever society it is, Spanish, Japanese, Italian, German, or American, then fascism is not uncomfortable, because you are in that ruling level, the ruling class. You may not be making decisions for the government, but your position as an executive or someone who is above a certain level of income, as long as you keep your mouth shut, as long as you don't get too Jewish on everybody, as long as you don't get too a Muslim on everybody, as long as you don't get too weird. You know, you can get weird if you're a Christian. Now, if you profess to be a Christian, you can say that Jesus came to you in a dream and told you who's going to be the next governor of Florida. If you're a Christian, you can say that Jesus talks to you and told you to invade Afghanistan, and you did. And then he told you to invade Iraq, and you did. You know, if you're a Christian psychopath in American fascist state, you can say that Jesus came to you in a dream and said there's going to be maybe a tsunami or bad storms are coming. But if you're an average person trying to make a living, or if you are a poet or a painter or a sculptor or a journalist, or a worker of any sort, I don't care if you work putting the tab A into slot B, or if you do talk radio, or if you work selling advertising for a local magazine, it doesn't make any difference. We are the ones that will feel the lash. Just remember, we just finished reading 1984. Remember about the proletariat. The proles, you know, it didn't matter. It was the people who were still able to think that mattered. And we are getting to the point where it's, how soon before we have our own thought crime? Isn't this close to thought crime? Exposing the truth? Or am I just getting way out there in the ozone tonight? Exposing the truth now, if the truth involves criminal activity by this gang of monsters that runs this country, exposing that truth is now, or could be, or is soon right around the corner, some sort of an offense against the government of the United States, and therefore you can be charged for that, violating some Secrets Act written in 1917, having to do with what, World War One or something? I don't know. Having to do with wire transfers across the Pacific or the Atlantic, I should say. Morse code stuff. You know, I don't know. What? All right, let's go back to your phone calls. It's 13 past the hour. Let's check in with Michael, who's calling in from the Bronx. Michael, thanks for holding on.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Doing fine. How are you, sir?
Oh, my allergies are acting up again.
Mm-mm.
You know, it's just like Bush, a pain in the ass. You know,
is that where your allergies bother you? Mine, it gets me in my nose and nasal passages. That's interesting. You've got weird allergies, Michael.
No, seriously, it's in the nose and in my eyes.
Oh, I got you. Okay, but what you really called about?
But what I really called about was the Michael Hayden confirmation hearings.
Yeah.
You know, this is becoming a real freaking joke because the man takes an oath to answer any and all questions honestly. It's like a court of law. And then he's going to sit his carcass down and want to repeat his answer over and over again to various questions that I prefer to answer in a closed session. Closed session meaning off the record. If I was there, I'd say, it's not going to work like that because you already took an oath to answer in this open public forum, just like a courtroom is an open forum. And only a judge will decide whether a question is valid or not. And as far as I'm concerned, the committee there are the judges. They already have the questions set. These are crucial questions. And I would tell Hayden as well as any other sorry-ass sucker that Mr. Chucklenuts wants to nominate, you want to be nominated, we have laws, we have the rules here. If you want us to consider you being nominated, you will abide by these laws and these rules.
Yeah? Okay.
The Democrats, any Democrats that's listening that is involved in these hearings, or if you know someone that's involved in these hearings, take note of what I said and pass the word to them. Tell them to start stepping up and then start enforcing the law and make this guy answer in open forum. Forget this closed session crap. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's never going to happen. But I hear you. Michael, it's a good idea. Thanks for checking in, pal. Closed session is where they can tell each other their lies. And where the tricks, the trickery, treachery, lickery, lechery that we're not supposed to know about is perpetrated against us. So closed session, yeah, there'll always be closed sessions. Larry is calling from Utah. Larry, welcome to the program. Hey, Larry.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing? Oh, no, wait, this is Larry in Phoenix. All right, we'll do Larry in Phoenix.
Oh, okay.
Then. Hi, Larry.
Okay. Thank you for taking my call, but I'm afraid my call might be too depressing for your show.
Well, could be, but let's give it a shot.
Almost 20 years ago in Colorado, I was at my wife's hometown, and people were acting pretty strange. They had methamphetamine psychosis. It turned out my wife's family that ran the county and some other counties were making methamphetamine, and The area was, there were a whole lot of social problems due to the methamphetamine.
Yeah, hey, hold on. Larry, hold on. I got a break here. You wanted to talk about reporters are too censored, right?
Yes, because...
Okay. All right, well, no, wait. Talk to me about it when we come back. I got to take a break. Stay right there. We'll come back to you the other side of the break. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Who was the first automaker to introduce factory-installed safety belts and roll stability control? First to introduce emergency trunk releases and offer head and chest side airbags? And who is working on future safety innovations, like lane departure warning and blind spot alert systems? It's Ford Motor Company. Ford engineers are working to help protect children, keep families safer, and save lives. Ford, driving American innovation.
Subway Dinner Theater presents Buried Alive.
Help, help.
What's wrong, hon?
I'm buried under an avalanche of responsibility. Household errands, client meetings... Help, help.
Okay, we're going out for dinner.
To Subway restaurants and the new Tuscan chicken sandwich. Tender chicken, melted cheese, grilled vegetables, 8 grams of fat. Subway, eat fresh.
For a limited time only, participating restaurants. Subway is a registered trademark of Doctors Associates, Inc. Fat content statement refers to regular 6-inch Subway steak without bongo fat content such as mayonnaise.
single complaint against the detainees and the allegations by people who were held in detention, people who hate America, people that have been trained to disassemble. That means not tell the truth.
Past the hour, I got off on a tear there a few minutes ago about the media getting all upset now because their phones are going to be tapped just like the rest of us suckers. And how the media now all seem to, you know, the reporters and the writers and the TV people, they're all, all the Twitter, aren't they? Remember what these bastards did to us back during the 2000 campaign, the way they attacked Al Gore. Remember the lies that they perpetrated and put out there? Ha, 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 ha. Wasn't it funny? Oh, ha, 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 ha. Al Gore said he invented the Internet. Whoa, ho, ho, ha, 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 ha. Al Gore said he and Tipper were the models for Love Story. Oh, ho, ha, 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 ha. Isn't that a real knee slapper? And remember what they said about George Bush? Oh, he's a real, you know, he's Texas boy. He'd love to get together with you, and I know you'd like to have a beer with him. He's just down home, folks. But that Al Gore, he dresses in earth tones. Oh, ha, 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 ha. Screw you people. To hell with you. I wanted to see Judith Miller spend more time in jail. And this little tweety twerp from Time Magazine. Ow, I'll say anything. I'll tell anything. Don't put me in jail. They failed us. So what are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to feel all upset? Well, sure, where it concerns the Constitution, where it concerns the law, where it concerns how Karl Rove and Fitzgerald, and or not Fitzgerald, but Gonzalez and Bush and the rest of these thugs are absolutely and utterly gutting and destroying the country. Yeah, let's feel bad about that. Didn't anybody pay any attention when the United States military opened fire on journalists in Iraq? Remember all those stories? Oh, well, it was a mistake. Oh, the hell it was. Let's go back to Larry. Larry, talk to me. Quick. Say something.
Okay. Well, I'm an ex-Marine. And when I ran into problems up in Colorado with these big drug labs that my wife's family was running,
all
I
right,
reported
that's
it.
Larry,
I reported
Larry, 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 goodbye. I'll see you later some other time. You know, that's not what you told to my associate producer you're going to talk about. So I don't want to hear about your mammy's crank labs. Go away. And you're not an ex-Marine. There's no such thing as an ex-Marine. If you had been in the Marine Corps, you would have identified yourself as a former Marine. Get off my radio, get off my space, and I don't want to hear about your ex-wife's family. Go away. Larry is calling from Utah. Larry, welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir. I'm calling because I believe the corporate media has done quite well being in bed with this administration. And, you know, when you're in bed with somebody for money, there's a word for that, but we generally don't use it in polite company.
Yeah,
I think they did a cost-benefit analysis. I think they said, hey, our media is going to make money with this war. It's good, makes good press. And companies like GE that own both NBC and the largest defense contractor in the country, they did really well. And so when it comes time to offer up a few reporters as sacrificial lambs, you do it because it gives you the appearance that you're a journalist and that you're out there and you're objective. And I think that they didn't bat an eye in delaying stories till it did the rest of us no good, but they gained a lot out of it.
Yeah, and this was the media who put the stories out there about some drunken white Republican lard-ass woman at a party someplace in D.C. getting the rumors started that Don Rumsfeld was sexy, or Don Rumsfeld looked like a rock star, or he was as popular as a rock star. You know, they would tell us those stories over and over again, but they wouldn't tell us the stories about Don Rumsfeld is a mass killer. Don Rumsfeld was the one that cut the deals to get the chemical and biological weapons to Saddam back in the 80s to begin with. Ah, but listen, we heard that Don Rumsfeld's a rock star.
Yeah, because you make money on rock stars. You don't make money on the truth.
Yeah, I hear that. Thanks, Larry. I appreciate you checking in. Thanks for your call. You know, that story had to sit over the weekend with me. That started out with Brian Ross, and I'm kind of like Brian Ross's reports occasionally. When he gets too political, he gets all nervous and sweaty. You can almost smell the sweat. It's unbelievable. But, you know, he's done some investigative pieces that are not political, and some of them are pretty good. You know, the crime stories and little EPA or, you know, stuff like that, money laundering or whatever. But as soon as he starts to do a political story, you can see his eyes start to dart. And he looks at the anchor person, and his eyes darting. And you can, all of a sudden, maybe just my imagination, but I swear, at that point, it's like, Brian, you should have used a heavier deodorant, pal. I can smell you all the way out here in TV land. They get nervous. So, you know, that story had to percolate with me over the weekend about the reporters now and the editorial writers, like, oh, whoa, 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 what's this? You're tapping our phones? You're gonna take a look at the record of where we made phone calls, who called us, where we called? Oh, you're not really tapping our phones. Oh, well, thank you, Jesus. Oh, you're just looking at the numbers we called. And, oh, okay. Well, no, that's not right either. Oh, really? Really? It's not right. Oh, okay. Public power.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Whether you have health insurance or not, chances are you don't have dental or vision coverage. But now, with the Optimum Health Discount Card, you and your family can get substantial savings of up to 60% off every time you visit your dentist or eye care professional. Because this is not insurance, everyone is accepted, even if you or your family members have pre-existing conditions. For only $9.95 a month, you, your spouse, and your children are all covered. Your membership includes access to our combined nationwide network of over 100,000 participating dentists and eye care professionals on the iMed and Cigna Dental Networks. Call right now and you can try the Optimum Health Discount Card risk-free for 30 days. That's right. Your membership entitles you to full access to the entire Cigna Dental Network and iMed Network for you to try risk-free for 30 days. Call our toll-free number now at 1-866-333-3000. That's 1-866-333-3000. Start saving up to 60% off now on all of your dental and vision care needs. Call 1-866-333-3000. Again, 1-866-333-3000.
You're on the Ovaltine Nutrition Hotline with nutritionist Felicia Stoller.
Felicia, I know that flavoring milk is a good way to get my kids to drink more milk, but is there a difference in chocolate milk flavorings?
There really is. Compare the nutrition in rich chocolate Ovaltine to Nesquik powder and see the difference. Ovaltine contains over twice as many vitamins and minerals as Nesquik, so Ovaltine's more nutritious. And kids love the taste of rich chocolate Ovaltine. When it comes to nutrition, Ovaltine's the better choice.
Hey, True Seekers, Mike Malloy here. Are you as alarmed as I am by the assault on our freedoms by the religious right? An essential element of freedom is the right to choose or reject religious beliefs. And this is why I fully support the Freedom From Religion Foundation as it takes the lead in challenging the growing threat from the religious right in the United States. If you'd like further information on the dangers of living in a theocracy, please call 800-335-4021. 800-335-4021 or visit their website, ffrf.org.
dictatorship seem orderly? When one man makes all the decisions, there is no need for negotiation or compromise.
You notice that little suck in of his breath there at the end, like anticipatory something. I don't know what his emotional range is, but I've said it before. It's the same kind of sound that I hear sometimes when I'm out with my friends, and it's like 1 o'clock in the morning, and it's Saturday night, and we've got a big old jug of Jack Daniels, and we're sitting in the back about four pickup trucks, and we're out at a county dump out here with our rifles and scopes, and we're going to be shooting rats at night. And there's this little anticipatory every time you hear something out there, because the rats in the dump in Forsyth County are about the size of house cats. And that's when I hear him talk about fascism or dictatorships. Well, he doesn't talk about fascism. He talks about dictatorships. I hear that same kind of moist anticipation that most people get when right before a massive rat killing. It's 25 before the hour. Back to phone calls. Hummingbird is calling from Santa Cruz, California.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing fine, Joy. How are you?
I'm doing. Oh, thank you for saying my real name.
Well, didn't you say Hummingbird to the call screener?
Yeah, I did. But you always call me Hummingbird in the email, and I'm actually Joy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hi, Joy.
Hi, sweetie. You do know that I got these emails from Jamie McIntyre.
I was reading them today. We reported last week on Jamie McIntyre. We had two pieces of sound, and we played them. And one piece of sound, McIntyre was saying that he could see parts of an airplane that crashed into the building, a small piece of the plane on the heliport outside. Blah, blah, blah. Another part of the tape, he was saying that he didn't see anything.
Right. He saw nothing.
Yeah, that would indicate a plane had hit the Pentagon. And you wrote to him with that. And
yes, I did.
And he wrote back. You want me to read?
Read what I said to him, and then I'll tell you what later happened.
Okay, well, what Joy wrote was, I'm sitting here rather shocked. Hold on just a second. What Joy wrote to Jamie McIntyre, I just heard an interview that you gave Wednesday, April or May 15th, 1906, where you stated that you had taken pictures of airline parts, etc., on the lawn of the Pentagon on 9/11, and that the idea that something other than an airplane had hit the Pentagon was ludicrous. Well, the glories of technology allow us to drag up things from the past. Specifically, you were on the scene on 9/11 at the Pentagon, and you stated, when asked if a plane, an airline, hit the Pentagon, you said there was no evidence of anything like that, no airplane parts, just little pieces of debris, no tail section, yada, yada, yada. Obviously, I'm paraphrasing this. So here's my question. Should we believe the Jamie McIntyre who was there on the scene on 9/11, or should we believe the Jamie McIntyre who gave the interview on Wednesdays? And which day were you lying? Because you did lie on one of those days. Why did you lie? And which Jamie was telling the truth? Blah, blah, blah. Well, this is what Joy got back from Jamie McIntyre, which is kind of interesting. He wrote
back. Well, it's really long.
Well, let me just do a little bit of it here. He said, Joy, what you are seeing is the way people can lie by pulling quotes out of context and distorting what was really said. Here's the full context of what I said on September 11, 2001. You will note I was answering a question about whether a plane crashed short of the Pentagon. And I said, no. The only site of a plane crash was the actual site at the Pentagon. When I said near the Pentagon, I meant nearby. And it goes on like that.
It does.
Right. Just on and on and on. And McIntyre even includes the script between him and Judy Woodruff.
Yes, and we don't know if that script is real or not. All we know is that that's what he said the transcript was.
Right.
I have received more correspondence from him since then.
Oh, really? What,
yes.
Now what?
This is really funny. He said to me, okay, I got to scroll down here, because it's on Randy Rhoads' board, okay?
Uh-huh.
So, here it is. Well, at the very end, there's not much more I can say, but your mind is made up. But he said earlier, if I really wanted to see what he was talking about, then I should watch him on the story. And he had this thing on a story, which was put up, let me see, where was that? He said, I would point you to my comments on the CNN program on the story, which aired at 7 p.m. last night and repeats at 1 p.m., so I watched it at my time period.
Mm-hmm.
I address these points. If the security camera videotapes were the only evidence we had, I would have to agree it's inconclusive. But we have all the evidence we need to conclude, not just beyond a reasonable doubt, but beyond all doubt, that American Airlines...
He wrote that?
Yes, he did. He wrote that. That Flight 77 hit the Pentagon on September 11th. Keep searching for the truth. You'll find it. So my response to him was basically, I watched it, and I saw nothing that was conclusive. I still saw a blur. He basically said that there was nothing there but small debris.
All right. Well, Joy, let me suggest it to him. If it looks like you've got an ongoing conversation going here with CNN's Jamie McIntyre. If you want to ask him something, why not say, look, let me ask you this, crack CNN news reporter, Pentagon guy. He's the Pentagon correspondent.
Yes, he is.
Okay. He hangs out there. He has an office there. So why not write to him and say to him, are you wanting me and the American public to believe that the only possible videotape available showing a jetliner slamming into the Pentagon is that piece of tripe that was released by the Pentagon and
that
was on CNN 4 or 5 years ago with a little blur of something white go zip into the Pentagon? Now write to him. Now, wait a minute, Joy. Wait a minute. Write to him and say... You asked him about the other cameras?
I asked him about the other 84 tapes.
And what did he say?
He mentioned that there's another 80 tapes on this show that he was doing.
Oh, okay. Well, when do we get to see one of the 80? When do we get to see a tape? This is what you want to ask him.
I asked him that.
Jamie, you work at the Pentagon. You work at the Pentagon. Are you meaning to tell me, Jamie, that there's not a single piece of tape really showing an airliner coming in and hitting the Pentagon? What did he say when you asked him that?
He won't answer me.
Ah, well.
He tells me that tape that we have is all we need.
Oh, that's you're right. Well, if we want to believe the Pentagon was knocked down by a piece of smoke, yeah, okay.
Well, I'm going to send you the link for this actual interchange that we have.
All right.
Because I put it up on Randy Rhodes' board.
Well, keep the pressure on him.
Well, I'm actually asking him about another question right now.
Okay. Well.
No, this is an important one.
Okay.
This one, you want to know about this one. There is a piece of footage by an Iraqi soldier who came back who said that he killed over 200 people. And it's a really moving tape, and the guy is just totally, he's one of the Iraqi veterans against the war, because he had to do things he didn't want to do, and he explains all of this, and then this guy said, this guy, Jamie McIntyre, said, well, he's not a real, we don't have any record of him being actually in the
right.
Rangers.
All right. Well, send me what you got. I got to move on. Send me what you got, Joy. But the next time you write to McIntyre, just ask him, you know, I don't know if a jetliner slammed into the Pentagon or not. I haven't made up my mind. Here's what I do know. I do know that the Pentagon is probably the most closely monitored, photographed, videotaped, and guarded edifice building on the planet. And if what we're supposed to believe, and it doesn't make any difference to me what happened subsequent to this, whatever this thing was that hit the Pentagon. If we're to believe that there's not a single bit of footage, videotape anywhere, of a plane slamming in the Pentagon, that's highly unusual. So write to him and ask him about that, okay?
I will do that, and I will ask him why there wasn't any defending aircraft to defend the
Pentagon. Well, that too. But anyway, thanks, Joy. I appreciate you checking in. Take care. I hope your conversation with him continues.
There weren't even any satellite images, which is unusual, because we know that there's satellite images trained on, you know, satellites trained on the Pentagon and all of Washington's buildings, too.
Well, whatever. I just, you know, I cannot believe, and I know, you know, there are good people out there who swear it was an airplane that hit. There are good people out there who swear that it was not. There are good people who swear that the airplanes that hit the trade towers were drones, that they had, or that their flight system, their guidance systems had been taken. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And I just suggest, or strongly suggest that that the official story of what happened on that awful day is either partially untrue, all of it untrue, deliberately made to appear to be something it isn't, a lie of the highest order. Take your pick. But if you are an American who believes that what happened on September 11, 2001 is exactly and precisely as the conventional wisdom has put it out there and we're all supposed to believe, then I have to question your credibility. I really, really do. I'm not saying I have any answers. I've just got a million questions, and they're never going to be answered.
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
And then God said,
let there be Air America, and I'll pay for it.
Well, no, not really. At least not that last part. So instead, our beloved advertisers pick up the cost, secure in the knowledge that you, our beloved listener, will recognize their support of Air America and prefer to spend your after-tax dollars with them. Keep looking forward to a brighter future. And when you do patronize our advertisers, please be sure to mention that you heard their message on Air America Radio.
Subway Dinner Theater presents Betty Alive.
Help, help.
What's wrong, hon?
I'm buried under an avalanche of responsibility. Household errands, client meetings. Help, help.
Okay, we're going out for dinner.
To Subway restaurants and the new Tuscan chicken sandwich. Tender chicken, melted cheese, grilled vegetables, 8 grams of fat. Subway, eat fresh.
For a limited time only, participating restaurants. Subway is a registered trademark of Doctors Associates, Inc. Fat content statement refers to 6-inch sub-recipe without combo fat content such as mayonnaise.
soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
You're living all by themselves. You don't have to hide anymore. All you jump and show your
It's about 9 before the hour, thanks to the crew. Justin Yuen and Jason Isaac handled the engineering tonight. Lauren Kirchner answered your calls. Thanks, Lauren. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Mark Marshall, our webmaster. Ben Birch, White Rose Society archives the program. Jim in Arkansas is our music bureau chief. Catherine Bay is the executive producer of this program. Don't forget, go to winogradforcongress.com, W-I-N-O-G-R-A-D, 4, F-O-R, congress.com. She's running against Jane Harman in California's 36th district, and you need to check out this candidate. If if you're serious about wanting change. If you're not serious about wanting change, okay, yeah, that's cool. Douglas is calling from Sacramento. Douglas, welcome to the program.
Michael, it's good to talk to you again.
My pleasure.
I spoke to you last December, and I was mildly optimistic about the president getting himself in trouble over the wireless wiretapping thing, and you were right, and I'm really disappointed.
How was I right?
You didn't think it was going to be enough, and you were right.
Yeah, well, nothing is enough for this guy. We've had a media that's totally failed us. Mm-hmm. We have a Democratic Party that's totally failed us, and we have the Republican Party in the hands of religious zealots and the whole government in the hands of killers.
And there's an attack on the Internet out there. There's a couple of bills out. I was trying to find my notes, and I couldn't. But they are attempting to separate it into tiers with, like, premium service and less premium.
God, that sounds like AirAmericaRadio.com.
But the part that bothers, I mean, quite aside from the fact that they're trying to suck more money out of it for no good reason, when they separate it like that, I think it's going to make it easier to track people. I really think
I've read a little bit about this, and I'm not really that well versed in.
Not me neither.
And I'm going to have to get an expert. Maybe I'll get my friend Ben Birch at some point to come on the program. The guy that runs White Rose Society .org. It's my understanding there's going to be a slow lane and a fast lane, and
mm-hmm.
and the slow lane will just be all the junk and the garbage, and the fast lane will be what you have to pay for. And the fast lane will be the one that will be monitored and watched very closely. Now that's just a 10-second synopsis. I have no idea what it's going to be, but it stinks.
Yeah, that's my impression. I don't even have a computer yet, and I think it stinks.
Mm.
But there's a slogan I thought up. We might pass it along. No regulation without representation.
No regulation without reverence. All right, all right.
That's what they're trying to do to us.
Yeah, I hear you.
All over the place.
All right, Douglas, thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate your call. No regulation without representation. Yeah. I don't think the Internet should be regulated at all. Why should it be? To what end? Of course, I feel that way about radio and television, too, but, it's not going to work with radio and television because it's different. Brian is calling from Montclair, New Jersey. Brian, welcome to the program.
All right, Mike. Hey, it's great to be on the show. I'm a great admirer.
Well, thank you. My pleasure.
I was triggered by something you said earlier when you were talking about the wiretapping of journalists, and you mentioned about traveling light. And you mentioned it was an out-there thought later on.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it is that out-there of a thought. But let me take that a step further. You know, the comment I wanted to make was that comment by you
mm-hmm.
is one of many comments that, you know, I've been thinking for a long time and that I really agree with you on. And, you know, I guess my question, what I'd like to hear you talk about for a moment is, you know, when are people going to catch up? You know, you're saying these great things every night on the radio, and I agree, and we know lots of other people agree, but we're a minority. And there's crazy stuff going on in this country. And even just in my own family. I mean, you know, I'm just a 36-year-old guy with a baby and a wife and a house. And even in my own family, you know, my older uncles and father, you know, they, hey, our government would never do this stuff. You know, they trust our government.
Well, I don't know. I really don't, Brian. I don't know how to answer that question of when will people realize. I don't know what it's going to take. The Bush crime family has figured out the perfect way to do it. It's the boiling frog thing. You know, you don't drop a frog in a boiling vat of water. You just put the frog in and slowly turn up the temperature. By the time the frog realizes what's going on, he's dead.
These
people are incrementally destroying or stealing or screwing up or demolishing just about every decent institution in this country, from the Constitution to the military. And I'm stunned. I'm like you are, Brian. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to think, what to feel.
I know. I mean, I've talked to a friend of mine about that exact point, how it's, they're deconstructing the whole thing. And pretty much, it seems like the government and what they can do for this country is just going to be paralyzed, and we're going to be stuck with a corporate regime. And that's it.
Yeah, all right. Brian, there's the music. That means we got to get out of here. Listen, thanks for checking in. I hope you call again, and we'll talk when we got some more time, Brian. That's the only problem with having a little kid, whether you're my age or Brian's age, is, you know, you all of a sudden you're wired into the future, whether you want to be or not. When you get to up around my age, you can start pulling the wires out and saying, okay, it's a nice ride, and eventually it's going to be over. When you're Brian's age, the wires are still intact, and if you have, you know what I'm saying? It's just rough. It's rough. Thanks for participating tonight. I'll see you tomorrow. Take care, okay? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
Have you ever found a penny on the ground? Of course you have. Well, imagine that for the next 50,000 steps you take, there's always a penny at your feet. It feels like that.
Have you ever put on a pair of clean pants and found a $20 bill in the pocket? Man, that's a good feeling, right? Well, take that feeling and multiply it by 25 pairs of pants, and you're close.
New GEICO customers report average annual savings of $500 on their car insurance. Discover how it feels and how much you could save. Go to GEICO.com. Simple as that.
Every day, Aleve helps millions of people overcome the pain of arthritis. In recognition of Arthritis Month, Aleve is bringing one of their stories every day.
I'm Phyllis Ocean. This is my story. When I was diagnosed, my arthritis was in my knees. I started using Aleve. You don't know how good you feel until the pain is gone.
31 people, 31 stories, 31 days of good news. That's a daily dose.
Aleve works for me.
Watch for a new story each day on national TV and AleveGoodNews.com. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.